NATO, 5 Takeaways from Hague Summit on Hiking Defense Spending, Date Modified 2025-06-25T18-01-49.618Z, Description: There were unexpected moments of levity among the momentous decisions on raising spending to levels not seen since the Cold War. 5 Takeaways from NATO's Big Summit on Hiking Defense Spending, 5 days ago, save. Laura Gotze and Paul Kirby, BBC News, save. Nicholas Tookett/AFP, NATO's Secretary General, Mark Rutte, hosted the 32 leaders in his home country. For the Netherlands, this was the biggest security operation in its history. For NATO's 32 member states, the Hague Summit was historic too. There were unexpected moments of levity in among the momentous decisions over the looming threat from Russia and raising defense spending to levels not seen since the Cold War. Here is what we learned from a whirlwind 2 days in The Hague. Big spike in defense spending. The main takeaway is the Allies' commitment to a 5% defense spending target, to be reached within a decade. It's a remarkable jump from the current 2% guideline, which currently isn't even met by 8 NATO members out of 32. Only 3.5% of that figure is meant to be achieved entirely through core defense spending on troops and weapons, while the remaining 1.5% can be put towards defense-related expenditure. And that's a suitably broad concept that can apply to spending even only loosely linked to defense, as long as it is used to protect our critical infrastructure, defend our networks, ensure our civil preparedness and resilience, unleash innovation, and strengthen our defense industrial base. Reaching that 3.5% core defense spending target will still be a significant ask for many NATO countries, many of which currently hover around the 2% line. Plans to reach the 5% figure will have to be submitted annually and will have to follow a credible, incremental path. A review will take place in 2029. One for all and all for one. For as long as NATO has existed, its Article 5 on collective defense has been a core principle that means an attack against one ally is considered an attack on all. So when Trump suggested on the way to the summit there were numerous definitions of the mutual security guarantee, it was a reminder of comments he made on the campaign trail last year, when he suggested if a country did not pay its way I would not protect you, in fact I would encourage Moscow to do whatever they want. This summit agreement appears to put to bed any lingering concerns about Trump's intentions because it reaffirms our ironclad commitment to collective defense. I stand with Article 5, that's why I'm here, he told reporters afterwards. That reassurance will be well received by NATO member states seen as under most threat, but then they paid their way anyway. And Trump has gone back to Washington with a deal that means all other member states have agreed to do up their spending too. Ben Stansall/Pool/AFP, Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky met many of the NATO leaders during the summit. Trump and the Russian war. The Russia question was always going to be tricky. Most NATO countries, particularly those in close proximity to the Russian border, are in agreement that Moscow could pose a direct threat to them in the near future. Rutte himself has said Russia could use military force against the alliance within 5 years. Last year's end-of-summit declaration referenced in no uncertain terms Moscow's brutal war of aggression several times. But Trump has had a much softer approach to Moscow, and has resisted treating it as an adversary. As such, it was always unlikely he was going to approve a declaration that labeled Russia as the clear culprit for the bloody Ukraine war, now more than 3 years old. So while the statement mentions the long-term threat posed by Russia to Euro-Atlantic security and reaffirms the need to provide enduring support to Ukraine, there is no specific condemnation of Russia in the communique. The 9 NATO countries that missed their defense spending targets Ukraine in maps, tracking the war with Russia, who's in NATO and how much do they spend on defense. Spain accused by Trump of wanting a free ride ever since Volodymyr Zelensky's difficult experience in the White House last February. European leaders have sought to avoid getting off on the wrong foot with Donald Trump. Spain's socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez went to The Hague already mired in domestic political scandals, and he was expecting a tough time. Spain props up the bottom of the NATO spending league with 1.24% of economic output on defense. He came to The Hague insisting that 2.1% was plenty, and told reporters after signing the summit declaration that Spain considered the amount sufficient, realistic, and compatible with our social model and welfare state. AFP, the Spanish Prime Minister, far right of photo, appeared to stand by himself in the NATO family photo. The Spanish PM was noticeably aloof during the family photo, preferring to stand on the end away from his NATO colleagues. There were suggestions that he had gone out of his way to avoid Trump too. But Sanchez had already caught Trump's eye and the US president was having none of it. "It's terrible, what they've done," said Trump, who accused Madrid of seeking a little bit of a free ride. "We're negotiating with Spain on a trade deal, but we're going to make them pay twice. Because Spain is a member of the European Union, Trump will find that difficult to do, but Sanchez will go back to Madrid isolated in NATO as well as struggling at home." Rudd and his daddy issues, NATO boss commends daddy Trump's handling of Israel-Iran conflict. No one would have been more keenly aware of the potential pitfalls of this summit than NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, who was involved in a surprising exchange with the U.S. president in which he referred to him as daddy. Rudd had already flattered Trump in a private message for decisive action in Iran that no American president in decades could have done. Trump had then posted his words on his social media network and Rudd denied being embarrassed. But then in a joint appearance with Trump on Wednesday, Rudd reacted to Trump describing the war between Israel and Iran as like two kids in a schoolyard who had had a big fight. "And then daddy has to sometimes use strong language to get them to stop." Asked if he had gone too far with his flattery, Rudd said he didn't think so, "I think he deserves all the praise." Trump, flanked by a smirking Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, seemed amused by the whole thing. "I think he likes me, if he doesn't I'll come back and hit him hard." He did it very affectionately, "Daddy, you're my daddy," he laughed. Trump says NATO's new 5% defense spending pledge a big win. Mark Rutte, The Hague, Donald Trump, NATO.